The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:40 a.m., Friday, May 28th. It was cloudy, drizzly, and cool in Chicago. I was working the early morning hours at radio station WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. About 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. It's time for the food police. Lieutenant, that's you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's new?
Well, the weather outside is like my coffee that I've been drinking all night, cold and bitter. Steve and I were in the newsroom calculating the wind chill. It's 33.
Yeah.
Wind chill is 33.
Hey, it's a very nice. It's going to be a very nice October day. Too bad it's May.
summer in San Francisco here.
Let's get to the goodies you brought in. You always start us off with a little appetizer, usually from a bakery. What do you have this morning?
Right, because you know, as you should, I eat dessert first.
So. It's all going to the same place as Mom used to say.
Well, I went out to Schlegel's Bakery at 3915 Toohey Avenue in Lincolnwood, and I spent a long time talking to Susie Schlegel because it's very interesting. They have a lot of things. Look at this menu. It's like a whole page full of stuff.
My goodness.
But one of the things that caught my eye and I wanted to bring in was they have these emoji cookies. They have big cookies decorated like emojis on your cell phone. Cell phone.
Fun.
And so I brought a bunch of those in, and I brought a special for Control Room Joe, a unicorn cookie, because I know how much he likes unicorns. He's,
I didn't know that about Joe.
Big unicorn guy.
Yeah. So what else is on that menu?
Well, they have all kinds of coffee cakes, and this is, by the way, one of the best menus I've ever seen because it breaks everything down into whole little sections, very easy to find.
It looks like there's like 75 items in there.
That's about right. And they have a whole bunch of gourmet cookies and coffee cakes, and also strudels. The strudel I brought home for my kids, apple and cherry strudel, which was really good. And they have all these cake pastries, too. They had a new one I'm trying to find on here that I tried yesterday. It's really nice buttercream. They have a Sacher torts. And, I mean, it's like everything you could want.
What don't they have?
They have everything you could want. In the you can order decorated cakes. They're absolutely beautiful cakes.
This is up in Lincolnwood, right?
Right. Right on Toohey Avenue. Kind of a strange parking lot. So you got to turn in. You got to look for it because otherwise you'll all of a sudden be braking on Toohey Avenue, which is a bad idea. So know where you're going.
Yeah. Good advice from the Chicago Police Department, too. Even though it's Lincolnwood, 3915 West Toohey, Schlegel's. You know what? I don't know about this place. I must have passed it from time to time.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Yeah, they had a great German cake too. They have right there, which I was able to tell her is not actually German. It's named after a guy named German. Which
that's our didn't Steve Bertrand reveal that one afternoon? I think so.
Was it Steve or I thought it was.
Yeah, I think it was on Chicago's Afternoon News and pastry investigations.
Well, you can learn a lot by listening to WGN every day.
Oh, absolutely. Or absolute, as they say. Did you ever watch that series on, I forget who streams it. It's from Sweden. It's called The Restaurant. Very, very good. A few seasons of it. But they say absolute in Sweden instead of yes or absolutely. Yeah. Absolute. Yeah. Anyway, continue on there, Lieutenant. Sorry to interrupt.
I was going to say, also, of course, great croissants and good coffee, too. So you can go there for breakfast and get a nice little croissant. They have some mini breakfast sandwiches. I'm just looking at this menu, wanting to go over there right now.
And so the box you brought in, those are the emoji cookies?
Right. So I brought in a bunch of emoji cookies. They have these pineapple-shaped cookies. And they're decorated. I mean, they're really good. They look just like the emojis you would send to somebody. So
I will definitely sample some of those during our little break here. And then when we come back, you have the main restaurant review and some restaurant news for us.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Lieutenant David Haynes, author of A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, with us as he is every Friday at this time with restaurant reviews and news.
And when I leave here, I'm going to get on to Kennedy.
Yeah. At Division, you better have some books in your car to bide you over.
Yeah, we've had, I would say we had armored cars turn over and money flying everywhere. When I have to get on the Kenny, it's a garbage truck. It goes to show you.
Well, you're going outbound, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You don't stop you up.
You're not in the squad car? You can't just turn on the Mars light and blast the siren?
No. I would never, ever do that. That would be breaking the rules. I'm in my beater car. I'm going to be lucky if I make it home.
The restaurant you checked out was up on North Clark Street. Tell us about this place.
Well, first of all, the restaurant, it should be in air quotes, because this is it's a little interesting. This is I've been wanting to go to this place for a long time. It's called the Romanian Kosher Sausage Company, and it's not really a restaurant. It's a grocery store, and they will make you a sandwich. They have a few sandwiches they make. They have corned beef, pastrami, bologna, and salami, and that's it. And they have all different kinds of bread, though, and mustard and mayonnaise.
Well, I like the old line: we do one thing and we do it right.
Right,
you know.
And what they really do is sausage. Right. I mean, they have the best salami I've ever tasted.
Really,
they have these garlic hot dogs that are fantastic. So, you know, if you're looking for Memorial Day something on the grill, these garlic hot dogs they have are just fantastic, and you can also go there and get a sandwich. And this is not your Oscar Mayer bologna when you have bologna sandwich. It's not what you're going to get in the lockup tonight if you get arrested. It's it's really good bologna.
Yeah, what are you serving these days in Jefferson Park?
We have bologna sandwiches, but not the good bologna.
No.
And It's interesting because it's kosher, and I honestly don't know what makes kosher because, you know, I'm not Jewish, but I do know after going there that you don't order cheese on your sandwich. I know that
there's some strict dietary guidelines involved,
right? And I asked for cheese. I asked for Swiss cheese on my corned beef sandwich, and the guy's like, "This is a kosher place. We don't." Oh, I'm sorry. But they'll make the sandwiches for you, and they pack them up. And they're very nice people there, and you can buy. But what they're really known for is all the stuff that you can take with you. It's a kosher grocery store. They have chicken and all the kinds of sausages and stuff like that to take with you. And it's right at 7200 Clark Street, right on the edge of Chicago and Evanston. And it's, again, one of these little nondescript places that you would drive by a million times if you didn't know it was there.
Love those places.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, we were all hoping these independent mom-pa joints would survive.
Yeah.
I'm glad they have.
And a lot of them have, yeah.
And it's a Romanian Kosher Sausage Company, 7200 North Clark. That garlic hot dog idea is a good one.
Yeah, and they also have the best chopped liver I've ever had.
Better than my mother's?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But better than Kaufman's, which was my former favorite.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty good. All right, well, that sounds like a good place to check out, especially this weekend. It's 6:52, news at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Meantime, some restaurant news. And before we get to that, back to Schlegel's Bakery. These emoji cookies, they're like works of art.
Yeah.
They're large and colorful. And I'm holding in my hand a shark.
Right.
Is this representative of the fishing trip you went on last weekend?
Well, yeah. The fishing trip. No fish were injured in the making of this fishing trip. But it was a lot of fun with my father and my son, and nobody fell out of the boat, which is really...
Yeah, hey, that's a good trip. Control Room Joe just took a picture here that we'll post on our website. This a lovely looking emoji cookie. I'm going to take a bite of the tail right now.
It reminds me of that song my daughter used to listen to for hours on Baby Shark, and I have to remember to get her some.
No, it's good. It's good. It tastes very fresh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just made.
All right, let's get to the restaurant news. What's going on?
Well, there's a new vegan ice cream place called Vaca's opening today. It opens today at 1436 West Blackhawk. I mean, today might not be the best day to get ice cream, but It's gonna look nicer later, and
the sun will be out tomorrow. I think
in Chicago too. After a certain point, you have to decide it's summer, regardless of what the weather says.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wear shorts sometimes just because this is it. I'm done.
So the ice cream place, 1436 West Blackhawk,
right? And it's Dylan Sutcliffe and Mariana Marino. I hope I pronounced that right. They opened it up today. They look like a fine. There's a picture of them. They're a young couple who are bakers, and they started off baking vegan waffle cones. And when the pandemic hit, they would sell their vegan waffle cones to ice cream places around. And when the pandemic hit, a lot of the ice cream places shut down, and they were kind of out of work, so they decided to open their own ice cream place. And I always look for vegan stuff because my wife is gluten sensitive, and I mean, it's a new nice place to take for vegan ice cream.
Good luck to them.
I'm working 12 hours a day with no days off this weekend, but as soon as I get a day off, I'm going to take her to Vodka's.
Don't tell me, tell the missus. Hats off to anybody who survived the pandemic and is opening up in this environment, which is still rough out there.
Yeah, and I just love the optimism of, or not the optimism, the imagination of these, especially young kids, who are out of work and then figure out some way to come up with the money to open up their own place. Because, once again, the best places are where people think that they got one thing that they can do well, and I'm going to bring it to the world, and I love seeing that.
Yeah, no kidding. You have another opening?
I do. Adelina is coming to the Gold Coast, and I just lost my note, so I don't remember the address.
Oh, here but it is, 912 North State.
It's a new Gold Coast restaurant. And there's another optimistic group. The chef is Sue Ahn, who was at Band of Bohemian, which just closed up, and now they're starting this new restaurant. And they're really confident that summer in Chicago is going to bring a lot of people back to the Gold Coast, and they're hoping for a new, younger crowd, so this is sort of geared towards that.
Hope so. You know what? Graduation parties can't get into restaurants because there's still those restrictions. There's not enough room, and people booked way early. And so we mentioned this the other day. The crunch on fine dining venues has led to increased bookings at casual entertainment-focused places like Whirly Ball. They reopened in May. They've been fully booked a week out, and they're requiring a 50% deposit for all party packages to lock in space for groups. And restaurants are asking for some payments, big payments up front, too, to secure spaces, because there's a lot of graduation parties and not enough room for everybody at these Chicago area eateries.
Right. If you go to a graduation party, it is a lot of fun to see your dignified teachers and stuff playing Whirly Ball, because there's no ego when you're playing Whirly Ball. You know, but here's another place, if they're booking parties, there's a new retractable glass top roof at Morgan's on Fulton, and I really can't wait to see this. It's supposed to be open this weekend, and it's a rooftop outdoor dining venue, but if it starts to rain, the roof retracts like a baseball stadium, so it's an indoor thing.
You'll need that this weekend.
Yeah.
And batten down the hatches because of the wind, too. Yeah, we just mentioned that the London House, 360 North Michigan Avenue, that rooftop, 22nd floor, voted number 2 in the country. Best rooftop bar. I think number 1 is the place in Washington, D.C. Oh. But better wait till, let's see, when is it going to warm up around here? Well, Sunday. Yeah, Sunday, 71. Well,
and can I also ask if anybody, we want to do a food truck theme in a couple weeks. So if anybody's got a good food truck, both for dessert and for regular meals, send it to beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
Beatcopsguide@gmail.com. Thank you, Lieutenant. Enjoy the holiday weekend.
Hey, let's be careful out here.